Welcome back to Austin Sanctuary. Bible reading, Bible verses, Christianity, the real world with Jesus. All right here in our sanctuary. Welcome back to Austin Sanctuary. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Season 2, Episode Number 4. It is April 8th, 2021. So, we are back with Austin's Sanctuary. This is the new podcast name, as you may have already noticed. So, in Season 2, Episode Number 4, this episode, we are going to continue with our Bible reading. Now, I've taken a little bit of a break because I've been very busy, and I've also been trying to figure out what I want to do with this podcast. We now officially have a YouTube channel called Austin Sanctuary. Please head over there and subscribe if you would like to listen to the podcast off of YouTube. I will have full videos on YouTube for you all to watch with every single episode starting from now forward. If you are on YouTube watching this episode, hi and welcome to my YouTube channel. So, I have multiple other episodes on different podcasts. Just type in Austin Sanctuary, or it may not be updated. Maybe it may still be The Real World with Austin Lynch. But I have over, I have 15 episodes is how many episodes I have. So anyway, we're going to continue today on, I'm pretty sure, what do we leave off on? On March 29th.
You are listening to Abraham.
I'm not sure what we left off at.
Okay, everybody. So that is going to wrap today's Bible reading. I know it's a little bit short, but I have a very busy day, but I have to get this Bible reading in at least a few times a week, at least about three a week. And I always try to continue doing this, but it's kind of hard. I am a very busy person. But I really hope you guys did enjoy chapters 11 through 13. We're going to continue 14.
Okay, so we're going to continue on Genesis 14. Chapter 14, Abraham rescues Lot. Let's go ahead and get reading. Feel free to get your Bible out and go into Genesis 14. Abraham rescues Lot. At the time when Abrapel was king of Shinar, Arigok, king of Esalar, Kedrulamar, king of Elam, and Tidal, king of Goyim. These kings went to war against Bera, king of Sodom, Bersha, king of Gomorrah, Shinab, king of Adama, Shirember, king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela, that is Zoar. All these latter kings joined forces in the valley of Sidon, that is the Dead Sea Valley. For 12 years, they had been subject to Kedorlaomer, but in the 13th year, they rebelled. I'm sorry, guys. I keep losing my place. In the 14th year, Kedorlaomer and the kings ally with him went out and defeated the Rephaites in Ashtaroth Carnaim. I don't even know how to say this. I'm so sorry, guys. I'm doing terrible. I just don't really know how to, you know, say this. I don't know. My. The Zutites and Ham, the Emites and Shiver, Kirithaim and the Horites. Okay, what I'm going to do, guys, so you guys can actually understand what it's actually going on and what it's reading, is I'm going to have someone else read chapter 14 for us. And then looks like I can read chapter 15 and up. So I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to have a virtual assistant read chapter 14 for us, because I really cannot pronounce those words very well. True respect for this, but I just cannot read it. So let me go ahead here and I'm going to grab that real quick. Okay, here we are.
Chapter 14, Abram rescues Lot. About this time, war broke out in the region. King Amraphel of Babylonia, King Arioch of Elasar, King Chedorlaomer of Elam, and King Tidal of Goyim fought against King Bera of Sodom, King Birsha of Gomorrah, King Shinab of Admah, King Shem-Eber of Zeboiim, and the King of Bela, also called Zoar. The second group of kings joined forces in Siddim Valley, that is, the Valley of the Dead Sea. For 12 years they had been subject to King Chedorlaomer, but in the 13th year they rebelled against him. 1 year later, Chedorlaomer and his allies arrived and defeated the Rephaites at Ashtaroth-Karnaim, the Zuzites at Ham, the Emites at Sheva-Kiriathaim, and the Horites at Mount Seir, as far as El Paran at the edge of the wilderness. Then they turned back and came to En-Mishpat, now called Kadesh, and conquered all the territory of the Amalekites, and also the Amorites living in Hazazon-Tamar. Then the rebel kings of Sodom, Gomorrah, Admah, Zeboiim, and Bela, also called Zoar, prepared for battle in the Valley of the Dead Sea. They fought against King Chedorlaomer of Elam, King Tidal of Goyim, King Amraphel of Babylonia, and King Arioch of Elasar, 4 kings against 5. As it happened, the Valley of the Dead Sea was filled with tar pits, and as the army of the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah fled, some fell into the tar pits, while the rest escaped into the mountains. The victorious invaders then plundered Sodom and Gomorrah and headed for home, taking with them all the spoils of war and the food supplies. They also captured Lot, Abram's nephew who lived in Sodom, and carried off everything he owned. But one of Lot's men escaped and reported everything to Abram the Hebrew, who was living near the oak grove belonging to Mamre the Amorite. Mamre and his relatives Eshcol and Aner were Abram's allies. When Abram heard that his nephew Lot had been captured, he mobilized the 318 trained men who had been born into his household. Then he pursued Chedorlaomer's army until he caught up with them at Dan. There he divided his men and attacked during the night. Chedorlaomer's army fled, but Abram chased them as far as Hobah, north of Damascus. Abram recovered all the goods that had been taken, and he brought back his nephew Lot with his possessions and all the women and other captives. Melchizedek blesses Abram. After Abram returned from his victory over Chedorlaomer and all his allies, the king of Sodom went out to meet him in the valley of Sheva, that is, the king's valley. And Melchizedek, the king of Salem, and a priest of God Most High, brought Abram some bread and wine. Melchizedek blessed Abram with this blessing. Blessed be Abram by God Most High, creator of heaven and earth, and blessed be God Most High, who has defeated your enemies for you. Then Abram gave Melchizedek a tenth of all the goods he had recovered. The king of Sodom said to Abram, "Give back my people who were captured." All the goods you have recovered. Abram replied to the king of Sodom, "I solemnly swear to the Lord God Most High, creator of heaven and earth, that I will not take so much as a single thread or sandal thong from what belongs to you. Otherwise you might say, I am the one who made Abram rich. I will accept only what my young warriors have already eaten, and I request that you give a fair share of the goods to my allies, Aner, Eshcol, and Mamre."
Okay, chapter 15, the Lord's covenant with Abram. After this, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. "Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your very great reward." But Abram said, "Sovereign Lord, what can you give me since I remain childless, and the one who will inherit my estate is Eliezer in Damascus?" And Abram said, "You have given me no children, so a servant in my household will be heir." Then the word of the Lord came to him, "This man will not be your heir, but a son who is your own flesh and blood will be your heir." He took him outside and said, "Look up at the sky and count the stars, if indeed you need to count them." Then he said to him, "So shall your offspring be." Abram believed the Lord, and he credited it to him as a righteousness. He also said to him, "I am the Lord who brought you out of Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to take possession of it. But Abraham said, "Servant, Lord, how can I know what I will gain possession of it?" So the Lord said to him, "Bring me a heifer, a goat, and a ram, each 3 years old, along with a dove and a young pigeon." Abraham brought all these to him, cut them in two, and arranged the halves opposite of each other. The birds, however, he did not cut in half. Then birds of prey came down to the carcasses, but Abraham drove them away. As the sun was setting, Abraham fell into a deep sleep, and a thick and dreadful darkness came over to him. Then the Lord said to him, "Know for certain that for 400 years your descendants will be strangers in a country not their own, and they will be enslaved and mistreated there. But I will punish the nation they serve as slaves, and afterward they will come out with great possessions. You, however, will go to your ancestors in peace and be buried at a good old age. In the fourth generation, your descendants will come back here, for the sin of the Amorites has not yet reached its full measure." When the sun had set and dark mist had fallen, a smoking fire pot with a blazing torch appeared and passed between the pieces. On that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abraham and said, "To your descendants, I give this land from the Wadi of Egypt to the great river of the Euphrates, the land of the Kenites, Kenizzites, Kedemites, Hittites, Perizzites, Rephaites, Amorites, Canaanites, Girgashites, and Jebusites." Chapter 16. Hagar and Ishmael. Now Sarai, Abraham's wife, had borne him no children, but she had an Egyptian slave named Hagar. So she said to Abraham, "The Lord had kept me from having children. Go, sleep with my slave. Perhaps I can build a family together her." Abraham agreed to what Sarai said. So after Abraham had been living in Canaan 10 years, Sarai, his wife, took her Egyptian slave Hagar, and gave her to her husband to be his wife. He slept with Hagar, and she conceived. When she knew she was pregnant, she began to despise her mistress. Then Sarai said to Abraham, "You are responsible for the wrong I am suffering. I put my slave in your arms, and now that she knows she is pregnant, she despises me. May the Lord judge between you and me. Your slave is in your hands," Abraham said. "Do with what her ever you think best." Then Sarai mistreated Hagar, so she fled from her. The angel of the Lord found Hagar near a spring in the desert. It was the spring that is beside the road to Shur. And he said, "Hagar, slave of Sarai, where have you come from, and where are you going?" "I'm running away from my mistress, Sarai," she answered. Then the angel of the Lord told her, "Go back to your mistress and submit to her." The angel added, "I will increase your descendants so much that they will be numerous to count." The angel of the Lord also said to her, "You are now pregnant, and you will give birth to a son. You shall name him Ishmael, for the Lord has heard of your misery. He will be a wild donkey of a man. His hand will be against everyone, and everyone's hand against him. And he will live in hostility toward all of his brothers." She gave this name to the Lord, who spoke to her, "You are the God who sees me," for she said, "I have now seen the one who sees me." That is why the well was called Beer Lahai Roi. It is still there between Kadesh and Bered. So Hagar bore Abraham a son, and Abraham gave the name Ishmael to the son she had born. Abraham was 86 years old when Hagar was Ishmael. Okay, guys, we'll be right back to Austin's Sanctuary, starting at chapter 17, the Covenant of Circumcision. Chapter 17, the Covenant of Circumcision. When Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, "I am God Almighty. Walk before me faithfully and be blameless. Then I will make my covenant between me and you and will greatly increase your numbers." Abraham fell face down, and God said to him, "As for me, this is my covenant with you. You will be the father of many nations. No longer will you be called Abraham. Your name will be Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations. I will make you your very fruitful. I will make nations of you, and kings will come from you. I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you and your descendants after you for the generations to come, to be your God and the God of your descendants after you. The whole land of Canaan, where you now reside as a foreigner, I will give as an everlasting possession to you and your descendants after you, and I will be their God. Then God said to Abraham, as for you, you must keep my covenant, you and your descendants after you for the generations to come. This is my covenant with you and your descendants. After you, the covenant, you are to keep every male among you shall be circumcised. You are undergoing circumcision, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and you. For the generations to come, every male among you who is 8 days old must be circumcised, including these born in your house. Hold or brought with money from a foreigner, those who are not your offspring, whether born in your household or brought with your money, they must be circumcised. My covenant in your flesh is to be an everlasting covenant. Any uncircumcised male who has not been circumcised in the flesh will be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant. God also said to Abraham, as for Sarai, your wife, you are no longer to call her Sarai. Her name will be Sarah. I will bless her and will surely give you a son by her. I will bless her so that she will be the mother of nations. Kings of peoples will come from her. Abraham fell face down. He laughed and said to himself, will a son be born to a man at 100 years old? Will Sarah bear a child at the age of 90? And Abraham said to God, if only Ishmael might live under your blessing. Then God said, yes, but your wife Sarah will bear you a son, and you will call him Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant and descendants after him. And as for Ishmael, I have heard you. I will surely bless him. I will make him fruitful and will greatly increase his numbers. He will be the father of 12 rulers, and I will make him into a great nation. But my covenant I will establish with Isaac, whom Sarah will bear to you by this time of next year. When he had finished speaking to Abraham, God went up to him on that very day. Abraham took his son Ishmael and all those born in his household or bought with his money, every male in his household, and circumcised them. And God told them, Abraham was 99 years old when he was circumcised, and his son Ishmael was 13. Abraham and his son Ishmael were both circumcised on that very day. And every male in Abraham's household, including those born in his household or bought from a foreigner, was circumcised with him. Okay, everybody, that is it for today's episode. I really hope you did enjoy and you got a lot out of today's Bible reading. We will continue on the three visitors, chapter 18 in Genesis, in our next episode of season 2. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to talking to you again soon. Thank you for listening to Austin Sanctuary. We will see you again soon on our next episode. God bless you and have a great day.